afternoon, you're listening to Verum Sports, and it's just astonishes me sometimes and humbles me that I get to speak to so many wonderful people who do wonderful things for great, powerful causes. It's an honour to welcome back into the show a man who is a beacon of hope, fighting so many negatives and prejudices, really, and providing opportunities for young people through sports, through art, through music, through the power of Kickoff at 3. It's Michael Wallace back. And for the first time, I'm excited to speak to, and you'll hear from in just a moment, Verity Bramwell from the Ollie Foundation. And again, hear her journey and ultimately how these two forces combine to be an even bigger force of good, not just here at St. Albans, but literally across the country. But first and foremost, kicking it off, as it were, with Michael. Welcome back to Verum Sports. How have you been?
Hello, good afternoon, Tony. We've been well. There again, unfortunately, Ashley couldn't join us today, but he sends his warm regards. We're one family, we're a team, and he just... you know, he's grateful that you've invited us, Kickoff3, back to the studio. You know, your team supporting our journey.
Hey, always, he's here in spirit, and I always appreciate the team ethos that is Kickoff at 3. A juggernaut now, Michael, there's no question about it. Going around the country as you've been through all these different events, we're building up, of course, the national final in July. But just in case, on the off chance, this is the first time somebody's encountered you here on Verum Sports. Give us a brief reminder of exactly what Kickoff at 3 is and what you are all about, what the ethos is.
Thank you, Tony. Kickoff at 3 is an initiative that was set up by myself, Michael Wallace and Ashley Levin. We set it up in 2017. And the whole purpose of the initiative was to bring the police and the community together. Me being a serving police officer working in South London, and Ashley Levin, he's not a police officer. He's a hard-working and dedicated, passionate young man doing great things in the community in his own right. And we wanted to bring that cohesion of the police and community together to support young people and multiple charities across the country. So we set it up in 2017. It's been a whirlwind of a journey. It's been a juggernaut. We've worked hard with our team and being supported. And you'll hear shortly from the Ollie Foundation, and they're one of our great supporters that have found out about what we're doing, and we've partnered up with them on various occasions through football. And basketball, Kickoff at 3, because we do basketball as well. But the whole concept is building those relationships, giving opportunity to young people, irrespective of sexual orientation, religion, culture, ability, disability. It's bringing that all together and giving them a safe space environment to enjoy and achieve, play football, but most importantly is to have those opportunities that young people might not necessarily have.
And like I say, there's the narrative you seem to see every time you turn on the TV. If it's not Brexit, it's knife crime, it would seem to me at the moment. Pick your poison. And, you know, again, I'm not disputing that that's an aspect of our society, and I'm not bemoaning that the media's right and to a degree role is to report on it, therefore. But, Michael, this is a positive narrative because, you know, you are providing the space and the opportunity for young people to channel those energies incredibly positively. And I would invite people to check out the YouTube channel, see, witness the minute silence, which is an inherent factor in all your tournaments, which is so haunting and powerful. But the respect of that for the young people is astonishing. And the smiles on the faces of the kids, heartwarming, and it just goes to show, if given the chance, if well channeled, the energy and the enthusiasm and the skill of the young people that we have here in Britain, St. Albans, across the country, is amazing. And I'd just like your thoughts on that.
Really, to be honest, you have to be there to witness it and feel it. And hopefully Radio Verulam will be with us on the 7th of July at our final. But it's about coming together and paying respects. And not in that paying respects in that religious concept. It's that respect for what we're doing, respect for the support, the respect for charities, because the charities like the Olly Foundation, like the African Caribbean League, the Leukemia Trust, like the so many wonderful charities we've supported over the years, the respect to those charities that in some way, shape or form could well be supporting them or their member, their family or friend. And there's been some amazing stories, you know, parents have actually approached us and said, thank you so much. And I'll give you a very quick example. We was in Wiltshire on Sunday and we had a parent that approached us and said, this is amazing what we're doing. And the journey was, his son was playing, his son was in remission from cancer, and he was just thankful that his son was playing. And, you know, he came to find out about what we're doing and he said, look, he wanted to, you know, he wanted to be a part of what we're doing. So, and also as well, you know, and this is not about name dropping, but this is about people really believing in us. And, you know, Roger East, Premier League referee, he was supporting us on Sunday. We had good conversation. He said, look, you're doing some great things. And, you know, there again, he's offered his support for the finale. So it's about people believing us. Our slogan is we believe, believing in what we're doing to support young people, charities, and that giving back.
Absolutely. Hashtag we believe. And we believe massively here at Verulam Sports. As you like to say, you go fast alone, but you achieve so much more collectively in partnership. And now it feels appropriate to bring in one of those key partners, the Olly Foundation, and in particular tonight, Verity Bramwell. Verity, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. It's lovely to put a face to your name because I've heard Michael talk about your support and the support of Radio Verulam.
We're just, like I say, honoured and welcome to the show, you. I don't really like to kind of piggyback on things, but obviously the Olly Foundation does a lot to support people kind of suffering with, I guess, kind of mental issues and obviously, you know, facing very dark moments. It was Mental Health Awareness Week last week. Just, again, in context, remind us or give us the history of the Olly Foundation and tell us some of the astonishing things that you guys are doing to support and raise awareness.
So we were founded in May 2016 by three local parents who all sadly lost their sons to suicide. They met at a support group and basically decided that suicide is preventable, especially in young people, and they wanted to do something to prevent other parents, other families, and other young people from having to go through what they've gone through. So commonly there is a myth that if you ask someone directly about suicide, you're going to plant the idea in their head. So if they weren't thinking about it, now they will. And really that's kind of where the idea of Olly came from. One of our founders, Stuart Falconer, did a lot of research into to that idea. And he concluded from his research that it was unlikely to be true. And off the back of that, found a Canadian company who is a world leader in delivering suicide prevention training. And what people might be surprised to know is that often, in most cases, the safeguarding training that is mandatory for education staff doesn't cover suicide. So they, you know, they are not trained on what to do should they have a young person that is feeling suicidal.
The thing is, it is so tough because it is the silent killer. I find that people, and often it seems to be the people that are the most happy, putting up a wonderfully brave face, and you just don't know what's going on in our own little mini universes, do you? And there is so much pressure on young people, and indeed us all. So I guess, what would your key advice be if you are sort of in that space, or if you suspect that you know somebody who is?
If you are in that space yourself, my my words to you would be that life always has the possibility to change irrefutably. In August 2017, just 3 months before I started working with the charity, I was actually in a coma after a suicide attempt. And, you know, we're now kind of a little while later and my life has changed drastically. So don't give up, because it may feel like it's never going to change and there's not going to be any positives, but it really can. For those that are concerned about somebody that might be vulnerable, ask them directly. What I often say to parents is, when you ask a question that you genuinely want to know the answer to, you ask a direct question. You know, if you want to know what your kid wants to have for dinner, you ask them, what do you want for dinner? You don't beat about the bush. You know, you don't shuffle around it. You just ask, because that indicates you want to know the answer. Asking, is someone thinking about suicide? If they are, then it's far better that you have that conversation. If they're not, unless they're in a psychotic episode, asking will not plant that thought.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what powerful words, very to the point, delivered through direct experience. And again, just to not to kind of flower the ego, but just to cement the possibilities. Congratulations on your award-winning journey yourself, by the way.
Thank you.
And just tell us a little bit about that. And again, I guess, do you feel a different person in the interim span?
Yes. Actually, when I first started with Ollie, I was originally employed to do event admin part-time. And in the early days, Stuart Falconer actually put me on some presentation training with a local business, and it was ironic really that I actually met the same guy that I did that training with recently this year, and he just looked a bit gobsmacked when we were talking, and I kind of looked at him like, what's going on? And he just said, I can't believe you are the same person, and I do feel very, very different. You know, it's not a Cinderella moment. You know, you don't click your fingers and it changes overnight. It involves hard work and challenging your own thoughts and habits, and really learning to practice self-care and take care of yourself. But in October, I was fortunate enough to win Young Employee of the Year from St Albans Chamber of Commerce February or March. I was awarded a personal award from Hertfordshire's High Sheriff for the work with young people. And then I just found out last week that I've won a Excellence in Hertfordshire Public Health Award.
And you know what? That's all tremendous, tremendous, well-earned accomplishments. And your passion comes through, which is amazing, genuinely and quite literally saluting you. Verity, always the little things that we can do here is to raise a tiny bit of awareness. So the Ollie Foundation, if we wanted to get involved, support either financially or through the various amazing activities you do, learn more. What's the best website?
The best website is www.theolliefoundation.org, and that's OLLIE for Ollie.
Hit us with that just one more time.
www.theolliefoundation.org.
Perfect, great stuff. And coming back to kickoff at 3, and again, the amazing things that you guys do, uniting communities, working in conjunction to enhance charities and to build awareness, Michael. Again, every single thing that you've done has been with your own energy, passion, commitment, but entirely free. Again, if people are listening, potentially can offer financial support, or it could be as simple as bibs, boots, whatever. How can we do so? What's the website? Tell us more.
The website is www.kickoffat3, the at at .co.uk. We're on Instagram, I'm not. My daughter did set it up for me, so apologies if I'm a bit ropey on Instagram. But we're on Instagram.
You're a Twitter magician, yeah. Sir. You're a Twitter magician.
I'm more of a Twitter person. Which, though, again, I have to thank my daughter. My daughter set that up for me as well. But I managed to learn the ropes. I'm still learning. I was actually asking Verity some questions before we were on air, so I'm still learning. But we're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. You can Google our name, Kickoff 3. You'll find what we're doing. To be honest, this is never about the money for us. And I'll say that sincerely. Yes, money does help to sustain what we're doing. But our feeling is if you're chasing the money will never come. It's about doing the right thing. People who see you for who you are, they will find you. We're not looking for them. So,
and do you know what as well? That actually, I guess, resonates with the youngsters, doesn't it? And, you know, they will sense if you are sort of in this for anything other than, the authentic, let's give you guys, it's about you and your space. So that's something that's, I would imagine, being a human, sometimes a tricky balancing act. But it seems, Michael, that you've got that balancing act down, and as indeed to all associated with Kickoff at 3.
Yeah, most certainly. As I said, it's to be honest, it's for the young people. We want the money to be able to sustain the journey so we can give back to young people. You know, sometimes things work out better if there's those donations, boots, as you said, bibs, t-shirts, things that these young people, they value. And that's where you get the respect.
And I'll tell you what, I know the guys at Morrison's Talking Partnerships did an awful lot of amazing kind of community things. Nando's, again, have been very supportful. It's, again, it is these links that you build.
Yes, no, certainly, the Ollie Foundation has been very supportive of what we're doing. The Kids in Crisis charity, they've actually recently given us a very kind donation for the national final to help support the young people by providing food, hot food for the finalists. And so there's charities actually giving, they're a charity themselves where they're trying to raise money, but they're seeing what we're doing and valuing what we're doing, and they've given back to us to support, to help the young people. So we're eternally grateful. And also as well, we must say a big thank you to Jez from Eyes in St Albans, where he's believed in what we've been doing, and a local business here in St Albans who's offered some sponsorship just to help us away on that way, just to help promote. And as I said, it's never about the money. It's about that kind of coming together as a community, because our whole initiative is about the community coming together, supporting one another.
And believing.
Hashtag we believe.
And that's where, Verity knows that we believed in what the Ollie Foundation were doing. We approached them and said, we would like to support in doing something because we believed in their ethos. And, we've sustained a very good relationship, and we're hoping for some good things further to come going into the remainder of the year and further on into 2020.
Exciting things, exciting times. Building to the national final in July. Are there any more kind of national events now? Or is it it's all said and done, and we just wait now till the big day in July?
No, actually, we've people won't realise we're still doing a lot of things. We're at Crystal Palace Sports Centre on the 22nd of June. Where we've been asked to do a Kickoff 3 tournament to celebrate the Windrush, and it's been fantastic. We're humbled. Our parents come from the West Indies, my parents from Jamaica, and Ashley's parents, and we're just humbled at birth to that ethos of the Windrush. So we've got the Black Police Association that are going to be there supporting. And also, let's not forget Teo, from Summer Madness, in his own right, who he combined with us to tip up 3, but he's been doing amazing, his own amazing basketball initiative down in the 27th of July.
Summer Madness, yeah. Check it out, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Teo, Shane, all coming together, but it's Summer Madness is Teo's own initiative. It's all roads to Brighton Beach, the 27th of July. And Teo, that kind of all us working together, he's asked if we could do some kickoff, we could do a football football in the sand, you know, Brazilian style. So
it's, I remember Monsieur Cantona being doubling at that. But look, how much fun! But all was is all with a big smile. It's always to remind us all that underneath this, there's serious things going on in our country, and it is to provide opportunities to channel those energies positively. Again, the kickoff at three websites, so we can support or just learn more.
It's www.kickoffat3, the at AT, the number just 3.co.uk. Look out for us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Google our name, you'll find us. Just have a look at what we're doing, and please, it's a public event for the national final, so please come down, support us. It's on our Instagram, it's on everything really, but it's on our website about what we're doing, where we're going to be. So look out for it. And hopefully, Radio Verona, fingers crossed, you'll be there. And hopefully there might be some kind of, you know, podcast or some live broadcast going on. So we've invited you. You've been supporting us on that journey. So hopefully you and your team will be down supporting and seeing the whole collective...
The culmination of the 2018, 2019 juggernaut, which I'm sure will continue. I've got my people talking to lots of other people to see what will happen. Watch this space for July the 7th. Get it in the diary. Real quick to you both, first and foremost, to yourself, Michael. In our area in St. Albans, slightly different theme, but June the 1st, bit of a fun affair. Tell us a little bit about that.
Unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, we've had to postpone the event. We've had a lot of things happening timing-wise, so we're looking for a new date. Will be hopefully in October, but watch your space. But unfortunately, we've had to cancel that. But watch your space. There's a lot more things going on. We're just busy, busy. Ollie Foundation are busy. So, you know, it's certainly on our radar that we'll continue that. But it's a cancellation for the time being.
It's one of those that's in the can, but I'm no doubt be resurrected. And Verity, thank you so much for your time and for coming in, for your wonderful, heartfelt, true story. What's on the cards for yourself and the Ollie Foundation? And once again, the website so we can learn more and support your great work.
We've got an awful lot going on in terms of training at the moment. We've just added mental health first aid training to our catalogue. And a goal setting and conflict resolution tool that can be used in suicide prevention, but is also applicable to, you know, pretty much any other goal in life. Exciting times, an awful lot going on, and very, very busy. The website, once again, is www.theolliefoundation.org, OLLIE.
Honestly, it's a pleasure to talk to you both. It's humbling and, you know, what can I say? It just gives me a minor degree of honour that I get to give a platform to people doing really, really damn good things. So, Verity Bramwell, Michael Wallace, thank you for your time. Thank you for your continued ego-free, amazing, amazing work. And I'd just like to wish you both all the absolute best. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. And may I wish all the rest of the listeners a very remaining rest of the day.